Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. I'm going to continue today to talk about the judgments of God. Maybe a theme that we'll cover the whole week here is understanding the judgments of God. And one of the first steps is to understand that the judgments of God are good. First of all, that God does judge. He judges, exercises his judgments in this world, and he will ultimately exercise his judgment when we see him face to face. But we need to understand, it's very helpful to understand that God's judgments are good. And God exercises, there's different kinds of judgments, and he exercises those judgments to help us get to our ultimate destiny, to help us turn away from sin, to help us turn away from distraction, to help us turn toward him so that we can live. And it's interesting, the language sometimes of Scripture will talk in such a way that you think it makes it look like God is up in heaven, angry, stomping around, you know, disgusted with us, and he's really had enough. And that's not exactly what's being communicated in God's judgments. God is love itself. But judgments are a particular expression of God's commitment to us and the expression of his love that always leads to will for us our ultimate good and to bring us into a place where we're rightly related to God, who is the ground of all reality itself and the one relationship I need to get right for sure in existence, and the way for me to come out of a fallen world and into eternal life with God forever. So, you know, you can think about it this way. There's God's judgments. First of all, the most severe, we see those at different times in the Old Testament. We saw the severe judgment on Israel in the temple. Jesus prophesied what would happen, you know, in AD 70. It was just unbelievable. It's unbelievable what happened. The Lord said it would happen, and judgment came, and the temple was destroyed. Israel was dispersed. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people were killed, and it was very, very serious what happened. Jesus wept over Jerusalem and said it was coming. So what we see at times in history, we saw it in the great flood, we see it in the book of Revelation when we read about the final judgments that are going to come on the world, are the punitive judgments of God. God acts in time to deal with the rise of wickedness when it gets to such a level that the rise of wickedness and sin becomes so dominant and so strong, God intervenes to break its power, to bring judgment on it, and to bring the world back into some measure of sanity, which has a dimension of the fear of God in it, which is fundamentally healthy. It's a really why it's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I feel like we're seeing in the world today a kind of collective madness that comes from just an ignoring of God and no fear of God in the land. So people are acting with day after day, just more and more falling into foolishness and a lack of wisdom about life. And it's so destructive and so difficult. So I actually think we're getting warnings from the Lord through Our Lady, through some of the saints, prophetic people who are really wise and holy people, warning the church, warning the world, come back to God. Come out of sin. That kind of call, it's very real. And it's unfolding in some way. So I do think one of the things we need to pay attention to and accept is that sometimes God acts in a way you could call punitive judgments that bring an end to, seek to bring an end to wickedness that has gotten too intense and nobody's listening anymore. And so God does whatever it takes to get our attention, to deal as strongly as he can with still giving us the freedom that we need, but also giving us the help we need to see the situation that we're in and to come to our senses and to turn to God. So punitive judgments. Then there's the redemptive discipline I talked about yesterday, where the Lord, like a loving father, disciplines those whom he loves. And he disciplines us, what? To bring us into the place of the peaceful fruit of righteousness, walking in peace, rightly related to God, our relationship with God at peace. We're paying attention. We're walking in the grace of the Holy Spirit and walking amidst God's people who are seeking to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors ourselves, and to pay attention to God's commands and living out the lifestyle that his people are meant to live, which are expressed, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount, various places taught, principled by the apostles. The apostles teach us as well, building on Jesus' teaching. So punitive judgments, redemptive disciplines. Another judgment the Lord makes is going to be the judgment of rewards. You see that also in the book of Revelation and other places. Jesus talks about it in the Gospels, that we're going to receive certain rewards, and God's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. We're going to get particular kinds of rewards, Scripture tells us. And C.S. Lewis writes beautifully about this. It's amazing reality. So God is a judge. He makes judgments about what's good and what's evil. He rewards what's good. He corrects what is evil. You know, and ultimately, there is an eternal separation from God that's possible if people insist on sin and wickedness and don't receive what the Lord wants to give. And so he shakes us. When God intervenes, he intervenes sometimes to stop oppressors that are oppressing people and God's people and the world in such a way they have to be stopped. That's an act of God's mercy. So there is a great saint, Saint Bernardino of Siena, who I mentioned, I think I talked about last year, maybe a little bit here on the program, who is a Franciscan who lived right around 1440, long time ago, before the Reformation, even, so it goes quite a ways back. He was considered the greatest preacher of his time, a miracle worker, signs and wonders. He helped renew the Franciscans. The Franciscans at that time were a couple hundred years old, and even religious orders, just a couple hundred years old, need renewal, because human beings, we're constantly battling the world, the flesh, and the devil. We have to stay alert, and we have to be vigilant to be able to continue to walk in and from generation to generation to live out the gospel and the call the Lord gives us. Well, he gave a talk, he preached, but he also wrote on, gave a homily on a passage from the Psalms, chapter 119, verse 126, a passage which essentially says, you know, Lord, your people aren't listening to you anymore. It goes like this: it is a time for the Lord to act, for they have dispelled your law. People have stopped listening to your laws, O God. It's time for you to act. So he breaks that open, and he talks about what does that mean, and he looks at it by the perspective of saying, what are the judgments of God, and how do the judgments of God unfold in history? So I think it's worthwhile asking ourselves, are we entering a time of God's judgments on the earth and redemptive disciplines? How do we read the signs of the times and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church so we can cooperate with God's leadership, with the Lord's leadership, which is always good and always right? And remember, God's judgments are good. This is what Scripture tells us and teaches us time and time again. So the response of Scripture, what happens when God's judgments begin to unfold? That Scripture teaches us essentially, and the saints consistently say, that the means of God's judgment, when wickedness rises to such a high level of God acting, often gets expressed through wars, plagues, and famines. Wars, plagues, and famines. So here's some of the things Bernardino of Siena said about it. And I think it'd be worth listening because he's a saint and he's an amazing preacher and teacher. He said, God punishes three principal vices of men, of human beings: pride, luxury, and avarice. Pride, when the soul rebels against God, for example, Revelation chapter 12, 7 through 9. Luxury, when the body rebels against the soul. And avarice, when created things rebel against man. So our pride, which is the deep sin in the human heart, I will not serve. And we set up alternative kingdoms. We ignore God. We resist the will of God. And friends, Scripture is pretty clear that before the Lord returns, the worst expression of some of these things are going to emerge in history. When the time of the rise of the Antichrist comes, there'll be the great apostasy. The Antichrist will deceive huge portions of the world and even significant numbers of people in the church to follow him and to resist the will of God. And he says this, essentially, St. Bernardino of Siena says this: war is the punishment for the pride of peoples. Epidemics become punishment for their luxury, and famine is the punishment for their avarice, for just overdoing it. So it's so interesting to think about this. And he goes on, he breaks it down even further. What are the signs by which we can know that the judgments of God are near? How do we know? He said, first of all, there's three moments in time that kind of precede it. There's a time of great mercy, and God just gives great mercy to the world. He pours out blessing to win us, to wake us up, to say, come. He woos us with tender mercy and love. And I think we've been living through that over the last 100 years in the world in many ways, in the amazing graces that have come to us in the various lives of the saints, like St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Faustina, and the tremendous dedication to Our Lady that's emerged in the last 100 years, and the divine mercy, the tenderness of God's call, coming to help people see just the distance God will come to help us and to rescue us and to bring his love. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, the baptism in the Spirit, tremendous grace of awakening. And there's a whole set of things we could touch on, but God's help has been coming to us. Medjugorje, you know, other things like that. So that's number one, this time of mercy emerges. And God waits, he's patient in this, wanting to see our response. He wants us to come to him with a tender-hearted love of a father. So number two, if people don't pay attention, he begins to prepare the punishment for impenitent sinners. St. Bernardine said this, the bitter revenge and the harsh punishment of God if people do not wish to change their lives. Right? This is important to see. This itself, friends, is an act of love, and it's an act of mercy. The Father's going to do whatever it takes to get the attention of human beings that by their decision have become entrapped and their hearts are being hardened. And they're not paying attention. They're doubling down on habit patterns of sin, on perversion, on greed, on luxury, on pride and arrogance and things. So number three, he said, when the offense is complete, he described it this way. It is the hour of taking up the sickle and reaping the harvest. The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 15. Use your sickle and reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth's harvest is fully ripe, describing the judgments of God. Now, he also mentions that one of the things that God does is he takes away people's guides. He takes away people's guides, like good political leaders, spiritual guides of various kinds, and even drawing back angels that are over nations. Like, for example, the angel of Fatima. Remember the story of Fatima, when the angel appeared to the children of Fatima, revealed himself as the angel over Fatima. And so that's number one, the Lord draws back guides. Number two, God takes away the light of truth. People start walking in darkness because they're choosing, they turn from God, you start walking into darkness. The Lord removes the light of truth and people fall into lies and falsehood and deception. And number three, God permits sinful people to fall into the hands, ultimately, of their own vices. So these things are really worth thinking about, because I think some of this is happening right now. I hope, friends, you can tune in tomorrow. We can go deeper into this. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.